The Ocean of Dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different constituents of supplications, and after we finished our discussion, we moved on to the effects of supplication. From the effects of supplication, we concluded one important thing, the fact that these supplications are set of transmitted supplications handed down to us, granted to us through the Ahlul Bayt by the Almighty Allah to be educated. And we see different objectives are being followed and are set within the depths of these infallible Imams' traditions and supplications. So the very first objective was the fact that Almighty Allah is the absolute cause, and this is this is explicitly mentioned at different parts, and this fact is scattered through the different parts of structures of traditions and the supplications with the names and attributes of the Almighty Allah. The second objective is the fact that these infallible Imams are engaging in supplications so intensely that sometimes we are amazed. Why would they do that? So this brings this question in our mind. The question is, if these are infallibles and if these are very divine men, why would they, as the sources of knowledge and treasures of piety, why would they employ so much humbleness? Why would they employ humbleness and flattery to be close to God? We said in the previous episode that this question has got two answers. In first answer, we must be firstly aware that piety, knowledge, power, and glory of the infallible Imams is stemming from God's will. So that is why we see that they confess and they say that all these things are given to them from the Almighty Allah. So the greater this perfection of mankind, the greater is our need to come close to Almighty Allah. So the infallible ones are away from their very selves, and they are more in need of the absolute power. To be thankful for this great asset, they would never put supplications and regrets aside. That is why we see so many confessions made in the supplications. They have always pointed to this fact that what there is could be accounted as to be from God. And naturally, this great perfection and absolute dependence causes them to have humbleness. This is what brings them humbleness. That is why they get involved in supplications. And this is an important fact. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "I have not stopped flattering you." And from this statement, we can conclude that we may not ascribe to those honorable ones what we will consider appropriate for ourselves, because this is going away from the status of any of the infallible ones.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala bas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. Feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So this is our first answer to this important question. The second answer is that coming close to God, the Almighty, and receiving the bottomless ocean of glory, absolute power, receiving infinite knowledge, making man closer to the Almighty Allah, all these things make man so humble that he keeps on worshipping God forever. And if he cuts the mountains with his eyelashes, he has not yet compensated for God's favors, and he will always remember to be humbleness and not to forget that. The manifestation of glory, which could divide a mountain into 2 pieces and could make Moses unconscious, is applied to the infallible ones. Any power compared with the Almighty's power is just nothing. And in this case, there is a reverse relationship. The more a person understands the power of God, the less he will regard himself. No matter how much time he will spend on worshiping or will go on fasting, he will be ashamed in the presence of God. Therefore, he always considers himself as an obedient servant of the Almighty Allah. We'll continue our discussion later on in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website, at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.